Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And I can make jokes about child killers falling down hitting their heads. I know God's going to bring these people to justice. But by exposing these people, we're going to be able to stop their minions that were trained by them, who are now in control, to continue to be able to stage these. And I think that's the most important point we started the interview with. And before we go to calls, I just want to make that point again. Exposing false flag and the fact that we have exposed them in the court of public opinion really is beginning to take that tool away from these guys.
Absolutely. I mean, just the recent Supreme Court decision where they said they can strip search you for the most minor offense. One of the justices in their decision actually mentioned McVeigh being pulled over by, you know, after the bombing. You know, so, I mean, they still invoke the name of McVeigh. Anytime anybody has the audacity to stand up to tyranny, to expose government corruption, oh, it's one of those McVeigh types. And this is why exposing the official story to be false about Oklahoma City, it takes that power away from them.
And it robs their loaded words of their value. I mean, they wave the bloody shirt of Oklahoma City to the state and demonize anyone who dissents against the government, who questions the constitutionality of the federal government and their actions, especially with law enforcement. And if we rob them of this and we make people aware of their false flag tool and how it works, it loses its power. Because if we figured out it's not going to work anymore, and I honestly think, truly do, that we are winning in the fact that we're discovering so fast and so hard. I mean, if they tried to pull off Oklahoma City today, I know it would blow up in their face. It was entirely too sloppy, and they can usually rely upon the mainstream media to cover their loose ends because they're not going to press too hard. But the mainstream media is not king anymore. Not at all. I mean, they're on the downhill slide, and the alternative media is rising up, and they are discovering things or spread things out. If they tried something like that, it would definitely blow up in their face.
And if they kill one of us, there's 100 more that pop up in its place. That's what they really hate. Robert in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Hey, I'd like to make a personal note that I know Holland, Devendt, and Neuenhoff.
Okay, great.
The reason why I know him for is because I used to work for a security office that supplies security for to control the building that his office is in. And let me tell you something. We talked to about 10 minutes regarding what happened on Oklahoma City on April 19th, 1995. And let me tell you something. He is a treasure trove of information. I just want to say, buy the film, research it, and then ask questions.
What do you think of the film, A Noble Terrorist Attack Launched by Loving Liberals? I mean, a Noble Lie, the film.
I think it was a setup to see if it can be done on a larger scale, resulting in 9/11.
Yep.
And if you kill, I hate to say it, but if you kill children, you have the country backing you up.
Yep.
And that's the way it's not supposed to be.
Real simple. Blow up a city next time, they'll be God, unless we expose the false flag. We expose the false flag, or they will blow stuff up and pose as a savior. It's a very old story.
Exactly. I'd just like to ask both those guys a question, if you may ask.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
How would the federal government do this, and why? Is there some sort of personal vendetta against us as citizens, or are they have a hidden agenda that, you know, they know something that's coming up sometime in the near future that they're causing all this to happen?
Yeah. Why did Hitler blow up his own Capitol building? To take people's rights? You guys want to start answering that? I mean, why they'd want to stage an attack?
Certainly. I mean, we saw all of the anti-terrorism legislation being opposed across the board.
Defeated.
In the United States. There was an enormous resistance to globalization, NAFTA, GATT, all of these operations.
Congress was saying we're not going to suspend the Fourth Amendment. We're not going to have federal police. And so the feds said we'll just blow up a federal building.
Yep. After that, everybody just rolled over and said, take our rights.
And it inaugurated us into the new age of terror. There used to be a time in this country, Alex, where we didn't have to worry about terrorism. The younger generation doesn't even know what that's like.
Stay there. Explain that on the other side. Thank you, caller. Then we're going to go to John, Patriot, Kevin, Mark, and others. Straight ahead. It's 17 years after Bill Clinton's bombing. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Holland Vanden Neuenhoff is our guest. He is the writer and one of the producers of the amazing film, probably the only full-length professional documentary out there that truly tells the truth about the Oklahoma City bombing, that is the foundation, the root of the overthrow of our republic and a beta test for 9/11. All of it's aimed at you now. TSA all over the country on the streets, and they're like, we're here to fight crime. We're here to hear what you have to say politically. Watch what you say. We're going to ship some guns to Mexico and to Honduras and to Chicago. We're going to bring some drugs in. We're going to have the troops grow the opium. Ha, ha, ha. We're the good guys. You know, because of the internet alternative media now, and of course, James Lane, the director, joins us as well. Now they just are trying to hide stuff in plain view. I mean, more and more it comes out. Yeah, we bring the drugs in. Yeah, we murdered a lot of our troops in tests just a few years ago. Yeah, foreign banks are setting up a world government. So there's this weird thing where they admit it to take the power of denial away, but then still separately say we're dangerous and bad for not liking it. And we were just getting into the point that Well, you were making a point, Holland, right before we went to break. Remember what that point was?
Yes. Why? Why would they do the Oklahoma City bombing? And we can look at the mundane reasons. What we know for a fact is that Craig Roberts talks about this in the movie, that when he was retained by the FBI to investigate the bombing, he was getting calls from federal agents in Arkansas telling him that when the Clintons went to D.C. to assume the presidency, that all the files and all the documents related to Whitewater were moved to the Alfred P. Moore Federal Building in Oklahoma City. And we know that the federal government was very concerned about those documents. We have Don Browning, another police officer, talking about the fact that he was told by an FBI agent on the scene that there were documents so important to the government inside the building that until they were recovered, there would be no further rescue.
And that's why FBI director's head assistant was there right after it, magically, blocking the fire department. This is key. The globalists always do things that are win. They pick the target. They have the files transferred there because back in the old days, there were still some good people, I guess, in government. So they had to, you know, hide those from then. Then they bomb them. Then they take them out. We have the video of the file cabinets being brought out while they block saving people screaming for help.
Yeah, we have rescue workers on film saying that they think that there was a lot of people that lost their lives because of them stopping to get the documents.
Doctors were saying that, and I've talked to rescue workers who said that FBI agents were stepping over wounded people, bleeding people who needed help, stepping over a wounded person to pick up a piece of paper and keep on walking. They were literally more concerned with the paper. Now, I'm not saying that's the precise reason the bombing happened. That's one of the mundane reasons. That's one of the benefits they got. I don't think that was the precise reason. I think the deeper reason was that it did inaugurate this country into the age of terror. I mean, prior to 1995, terrorism or war was not a concern. You went about your day and you weren't concerned about being bombed. Oklahoma City started to plant that seed in people's minds.
Now you got to have spies that grab your wife's breast and genitals because Al-Qaeda might be hiding in there.
Exactly. And the seed was planted. And when 9/11 happened, no one was surprised. It was going to happen one day because of Oklahoma City. Even prior to Oklahoma City in 1993, you have the World Trade Center bombing in New York City with an ammonium bomb and a Ryder truck and an FBI handler who was running the whole operation. That sounds kind of familiar. And that failed. They were supposed to park that truck next to the columns. They were too dumb to even do that. And they were really supposed to start get the ball rolling in 1993. And Oklahoma City itself was a sloppy job. When people say, you know, the government can never pull off something as perfect as that. People would talk. People are talking. People involved are talking. And it was a screw up. There were bombs found inside the building that did not explode. The whole building was supposed to come down. They messed up on the cover up left and right. They had to kill people because of that. I mean, they messed up left and right. It was a government operation. It was incompetent, but they can rely upon the mainstream media to not pursue those leads.
I mean, even to that end, in the first hours after the event, you know, that's where you always get the most truthful information, where they're actually talking to people on the streets that saw what, you know, actually happened. Channel 4 was the only station that continued to investigate the truth in this case.
So the New York Times bought them out.
Exactly. Bought him out. The program director's contract isn't renewed.
She was fired. The program director was fired. Jana Davis was let go. Her contract is not renewed. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Let's go to more calls. It's just incredible. The film covers it all. Available at InfoWars.com. A novel lie. A must see. Because this needs to be on every access station. Show it at your church. When your preacher gets up and says, worship government, say, well, okay, but what about the corrupt people in top of government? Jesus was speaking out against the bad government. Is that of the devil? Because, I mean, churches now, it's just worship, get ready to give your rights up. You know, God wants you to worship tyranny. I mean, it's all Homeland Security run. They're getting ready for some new big stage terror. They would have already staged more, but we're exposing them. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Kevin in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Good.
Hey, one of the things that was proof to me right off the bat is when they came out and said that I used to work for Ford, so the way that they somehow detected this Ford van was because of the tag on the differential. And I can tell you this as fact, that tag has nothing to do with any kind of ID numbers or anything like
that.
It has strictly to do with gear ratios and things like that. The same kinds of stupid small mistakes were made in 9/11. You get these reporters kind of reporting from every little location during the day of 9/11. And the lady actually points the camera down at all the trucks parked there and said, "Oh, look, the same people that did the terrific implosion in Las Vegas of the casino, are here to take care of Building 7. Now, I'm telling you this, it's not some...
Sir, I didn't hang up on you.
It's not some guy that drives up in with a minivan with a box of dynamite in the back of his van. You're talking about big...
Let me stop you, because I heard those types of things on the radio that day, because in between watching TV and being on all the different Genesis shows... You know, I drove to get a pizza a half mile away. I've told the story and heard CBS radio back when they still had that announcing they're going to blow up Building 7, Solomon Brothers, for everyone's safety. And, of course, we know Controlled Demolition, Inc., that blew up the remains of Oklahoma City Building. They were involved in all that. And I heard them blow it up. And then I got home, and everybody's like, yeah, they said they blew it up. But then they said, that's a conspiracy theory. You never heard that. Since then, we found a lot of the newscasts where they did say they're going to bring it down. BBC screwed up and said it's already fallen and showed it. And, of course, then they go, wait, it hasn't fallen. But they go, well, go with the script. So kind of like they were announcing that they'd found Lee Harvey Oswald before he'd even been arrested. That was already being put out in the daily newspapers back in the day. They had papers in big cities that, you know, came out every few hours. You know, extra exclusives that would come off the presses. And so they screw up. Yeah, they screw up in the scripting. But I have not seen that footage. Are you saying, did you see it that day? Or is it online? Because a lot of people call in and we go find these bombshells that no one's paid attention to. You're saying there's footage. Because we got cops saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7. And then they blow it up. But are you telling me that you've got footage of them saying, oh, there's the Controlled Demolition, Inc.? They're here to help with Building 7 blow it up. Are you saying you have that clip?
CNN, that they shot this, and I wish I did have the clip. I've tried to find it, but I can't because they've buried that thing so deep.
But no, I know. But there's actually dozens of them, so we already have them saying similar things. And then the debunkers get in my face on the streets, and they go, you're saying the cops blew it up. And I go, no. They told the cops, who I've interviewed, by the way, the officers, who are also on the news. We've actually had a chance to run into them and find them. They told them, okay, they're going to blow it up. It was on the news. They said, for its safety. They got a countdown. They blew up Building 7. Then they didn't want that investigated, so they said, never happened. And you're supposed to just say, okay, it never happened, because it's amazing the level of mind control. Colin?
Yes, the caller is right about the Ryder truck and the number on that. And that was bandied about by the media as the FBI was so good that they tracked down this vehicle identification number on the axle and have identified this Ryder truck tied to this rental agency in Kansas. But
that's like passports falling out of the sky that survive on 9/11 and are found that day.
We even talked to Ford about this, the representative, and he chuckled. He looked at it and said, that's a part number. That's nothing to do with identifying the truck. You cannot track the truck through a part number. And so, I mean, the first clue that they use to justify their whole arrest and tracking down a McVeigh is false. It's utterly false from the horse's mouth.
So it's just like the magic passports of 9/11.
Exactly.
And, you know, you talk about them talking about bringing the building down in 9/11. We've got probably 3 to 4 minutes, 20-plus people saying, second bomb. We've got we see the bomb squad down at the Oklahoma City, at the Murrah building. We see people in the military saying that the second bomb that was disarmed the night before was even bigger.
The Air Force was stating that even the day after the bombing, their representative was stating
that. You have the governor saying they found more bombs.
Yeah, and now we're supposed to just act like that didn't exist, shut up, conspiracy theorists, right?
No, and it's on all the channels. BBC simultaneously on two channels says it's fallen on its own footprint, as it later did perfectly from small fires. And then on 9/11, they've got all these guys that are definitely operatives, baseball caps on, coming on the news within minutes of the towers falling and giving the official story of jet fuel pancaking caused the steel to melt and weaken, and so it fell into its own footprint. Cut to the next channel. Another guy, just scripting. Boom, you've got the terrorist right there.
This is script. Like with Oklahoma City, the day of the bombing, that afternoon, the ATF is announcing that it was a car bomb with 1,200 pounds of explosives. It's like, where did you come up with that number, man? I mean, how would you even hazard a guess as to how many pounds the bomb weighed? You don't even know what it is. Turns out later that the ATF was keeping 1,200 pounds, according to a rescue worker. He actually told the rescue worker that they were keeping 1,200 pounds of C4 in their illegal armory in the Murrah building. They were hoping it would blow up. It didn't, because the other bombs didn't go off, so they had to pull it out. But they actually got the number for the script, 1,200 pounds, from the amount of C4 they were keeping in their own armory illegally.
Well, they were keeping the stuff there that they used the extra to blow it up.
Yeah. Which is, it doesn't exist, and we've got footage in the documentary, Anova Lie, showing them actually removing the C4 and weapons.
And you got Jane Graham sees these guys in there, you know, whistling, putting the gray sticks of butter with the wires. These people make me sick. Let's take more calls on the other side. I hope that answers your question, Kevin. Great points you brought up. Patriot, you're up next. And others, Sarah, John, Mark, stay with us. We'll be back. Got Bill Gates news coming up. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Diesel owners, had enough of hard starts, poor fuel mileage, and poor performance? The cause is stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer? Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all tractor supply stores. Or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down
By the way, John Bowne, one of our reporters, who also runs the show in there part of the time, the radio show slash TV. We'll just talk to you during the next segment when our guests are gone. I said, man, you look bummed out. And he said, yeah, you know, he lives in a whole other part of Austin, pretty far away from here. And he said, a silver Fed car with super dark windows with antennas all over it followed him all the way from his house to our office today and then drove off. And I was like, well, why don't you have a camera? And he usually does. And, you know, with me, I would just immediately pull over. I mean, up at Bilderberg, they'd follow us, and I'd start following them, and they'd start running. And then we'd have these Marines in plain clothes flipping us off. Anybody that serves this system and gets off on this, trying to intimidate people around here, you do not intimidate us. You only validate everything we're doing and make us get up with a bigger spring in our step in the morning. It's so ridiculous and cowardly. Just do what you're going to do. Come on. Join pure evil. Sign on with the devil. Strike me down. Do whatever. I'll never be cowards like you. I'll never be attracted to evil. This big report, comic book hero, crafting the image of genocidalist Bill Gates as a lifesaver. That's an article up at Infowars.com. You know, his wife came out in Germany and said, those of you saying that we're trying to reduce population, you're going to cause the loss of life. That's like a double threat. Like, we don't know we're in danger. Like, we don't know. Look, get it through your head. We know. People that get jobs here are told up front, you're signing on to something real that can get you killed or set up or whatever. So that takes their fun away, though. See, we're not cowards like you who go and join the dark side thinking it'll give you all this power. We're not idiots like you. We're not trash like you. We're not cowards like you. So understand, we know you're murderers. We know you're shipping drugs in and little kids out. We know, okay? We know. You're like, hey, we're evil. Hey, better watch talking about. Oh, no, we know. We know. We know. Don't you understand? We know. We know. We know you'll blow up daycare centers. We know. We know. You understand? We know what's going to happen. We know. You understand? We know. You just can't get through your head. We're not cowards like you. We know. We know. Going back to our guest, do you guys ever get threats? What type of stuff's happened to you making this film?
Well, I mean, nothing majorly overt. I think no one thought we'd get the movie done, so we weren't seen as a threat. There have been attempts in the past to infiltrate our efforts, and they've been foiled rather easily. But the making of the movie itself, I mean, doing that, I mean, we were dealing with overt threats, but I mean, there was a couple times we risked our lives, just interviewing some of these neo-Nazi suspects going out to the desert to Utah or the wilds of eastern Oklahoma. You don't know who you're going to run into, and some of these guys were involved with the bombing, even if they were federal informants or not, and they definitely have something to hide. So, I mean, but we felt compelled to do what we could to get the story out there. And we're from Oklahoma, we're Okies, and we filmed in Oklahoma, shot in Oklahoma, and we knew the story had to be told. Many of these people, survivors, victims, family members, have become friends of ours. And their story needed to be told. He's being ignored by the mainstream media. Like our director of photography, Devin Winter, he had interviewed some of our subjects already three or four times for History Channel, for Nat Geo, for other mainstream video channels or TV channels. And they told the same story each time. But with us, we didn't take everything that went contrary to the official story and leave it on the cutting room floor. We actually... That was the purpose of the interview, to show what was contrary to the official story. And they have never changed their story. The feds changed their story left and right. There's not even one official story for the Oklahoma City bombing. There's like nine or six different plausible.
And I want to be clear, these aren't even feds. These are criminals that have taken the federal government over.
Yeah, I mean, we've reached a period of history, I think, that it's called the criminalization of the state, where criminals basically have achieved positions of power, and they point the gun to the state at their enemies, at their political enemies, and they call them criminals. We have reached that stage, and we have to deal with it as much as we can. We have to realize that, not have false hope, deal with the system when we can.
Hey, but you're a Marine. Doesn't it feel good to actually be fighting for America now against the real enemy? I mean, this is a real war.
Yeah, I mean... I joined the Marine Corps out of an instinct to protect my family and my land, and for a craving for a rite of passage and to seek adventure. I had a lot of testosterone. I didn't want a job. So I joined the Marine Corps, plus it's a family tradition, and I quickly saw that there were things in there I didn't like. I mean, when I took the oath in the beginning at the MEP station to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, I was the only one in the room yelling at that part of the oath. I took it seriously. I did my 4 years. I realized I can't work for Uncle Sam anymore, and I got out, and I consider this a more noble fight that nobody's doing in there.
This is the fight. This is the battle for the Republic. All of you resisting tyranny are in the footsteps of the founders. Calls coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going back to our guest, but you know, here's John Bound. He's done reports for us. Board Ops produces, does a great job because everybody's cross-trained here. Has worked for local TV stations, had his own radio show in the past, journalist. Your dad's a Peabody journalist, won one of the biggest awards you can get, so a long family of a journalist. And, you know, no criminal record, really nice family, know your wife, know your, you know, children and things. You got a nice little 15-mile turn after turn, little fed behind you with all the antennas and stuff right up on your butt today after you left your house. Again, purely to try to mess with your mind. Move to North Korea, you un-American trash. You're mad we're talking about your narcotics trafficking? You're mad about your Fast and Furious? I mean, just don't they get everybody that works here already knows this? I mean, it doesn't intimidate you, does it?
No, actually, I was conversing with them, hoping they could hear me in my car about 10 miles, 10 miles down.
Yeah, because they do without warrants put sound bugs and GPS, yeah.
Yeah, so I started telling them that I hope you realize I'm on official business and you're not. You know, you're on criminal business. and you guys need to just move on. I'm assuming guys, because you couldn't see anything because the windows were
shut. You know, we actually have this. We have a bunch of raw footage because it just goes on and on, but an Obama deception. They would follow us out of the hotel. We'd make all these, like, 10 turns,
yeah.
And then we'd start chasing them, and then they would run and run into a bathroom. And it was always a military guy, 40 years old, shaved head, you know, in a suit or whatever. And, I mean, it's just like, man, it's not scary. We understand. Did a great job at Oklahoma City. Blowing up kids is really cool.
Yeah, and at that level, what are you thinking? You know, you're an American citizen. I'm an American citizen. You've got a little badge and a uniform. You're the bad guy. You got assigned this detail today, and you're the enemy. You're the bad guy, not me. I'm just doing my job. I'm expressing the amendments of the Constitution.
That's right.
Of rights. That's all I'm doing. I'm doing you a favor.
They don't care. They shoot their kids up with every shot there is. They love it, man. Are you kidding these guys?
Totally brainwashed.
I mean, because it'd be one thing if they thought you were doing something and were surveilling you or whatever, following you like this. You said you were not driving recklessly, but you were cutting in front of cars, seeing they were just right on you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. Yep.
And they had all the antennas, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a pretty serious looking car. I wouldn't even say it was APD. I mean, it was silver with all the antennas. Windows tinted to the point of being illegal. You know, that's another thing I was talking to him about.
Well, they're above the law.
Yeah.
Like Congress, insider trades.
Well, you know, they say above the law. To them, there is no law. Yeah.
Well, there's only the law. Imagine cowards that are criminals that go join to be in the system because they think they're winning.
Yeah. Let's join this club and take this country down. Why don't they just openly get together and talk about doing
it? Well, they are now. They actually do say they're getting rid of America and freedom. Yeah.
Yeah. They could have, you know, instead of the policeman's ball or the Fed ball, they could once a year, you know, let's have a take the United States down party.
And have a giant pinata that's America, just beat it.
Yeah. Yeah. They could have their kids shot up with vaccines to try to hit it, but they can't.
Well, Mike Adams has got the documents now where the doctors are telling people, now get ready for a convulsion, but don't come to the hospital when you have this convulsion. That's just the brain damaging process.
Sure.
Yep. It's very nice.
Oh, it's exceptional. It's a loving
but see,
reality.
This isn't Germany or Russia. We have the Second Amendment. We had the First Amendment history. People are fighting it. We're not just, oh, you're scary, black uniforms. Oh, don't get me.
Yeah, I was actually having a thought when I started to realize they were following me. I was having this thought about the Federal Reserve, and I was thinking about the metaphor of the Federal Reserve actually being a ticket counter that they've created. And your money is nothing but a ticket to their reality, and they can print up as many tickets as they want. And then I look, you know, hey, these guys are following.
So right when you pull out of your street, boom, they're on you.
Boom, they're
on you. And then we're not going to see where you live, but, I mean, it's like 15, 20 turns.
Yeah.
I mean, they're here. They follow you 15 miles.
Sure. I mean, you know.
And then you get to the office, and they turn off.
Yep.
Just wanting you to know.
Yeah. Just trying to intimidate me.
You know what's great about my wife? They call and go, we're going to cut your head off. And they go, I see the little dog in the back. Yeah, I'm watching you right now. And she's like, you cowardly piece of crap. I got a shotgun right here. You come in now. The fact that it only gets her more excited. You know, she doesn't care. She's not a coward like you.
Yeah.
Piece of trash.
Well, they're sweating bullets.
They're calling up and going, oh, your dad's in the hospital. We love it. I was just listening to you talk to your husband. I mean, that's who these people are. Yeah. The idiot public has not been involved in this. They don't know. They don't understand. They're going to understand.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to understand, folks, because they're coming. I mean, it's going to get bad.
It's becoming a larger and larger reality, definitely. But it's our reality, and that's just a little reminder. But I'm not afraid of you. I've already died twice, and I got nothing to lose except this country and my family's security and future, so whatever. Go ahead and follow me all you want.
But it's not even about that. It's that commitment to defeating evil. It isn't, I mean, with me, it's like, I love my family more than anything, but if something happens to them, that's just the way it is. It's just like, I'm all in, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't you get it? We're the opposite of you. We're the opposite. I mean, imagine the Secret Service. They already had the hookers pre-purchased. I mean, I just can't imagine. If I went to some place and had time off, I'd want to go see the sights or ancient archaeological digs, or I'd want to go see some mountain lake or something, or an active volcano. You know, that's all down there. Instead, they want to That's like wanting to go lick toilet bowls or something to be with a bunch of hookers that like 20 people a day are having sex with. That's what the Secret Service is. But they're not even corrupt compared to their bosses that like to shotgun kids in the head for fun.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's what we're run by these people.
Well, in the Secret Service, we like to think they're squeaky clean, but you go back to JFK, you know, they're hooking JFK up and who knows.
It's all complete farce. That's the thing about evil people, though. They're all dysfunctional, malfunctioning idiots.
This is true.
I mean, I was reading where the feds, most of them don't even pay taxes. It's just, I mean, they're just a wall to wall. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Obama. These are sacks of crud. I mean, I remember Jay Rockefeller when Luke Radowski's following him in the halls of the Senate going, yeah, your family funded the Nazis. They funded eugenics. And he looks at him and he goes, you got a lot of, you know what, it's ought to give you a job. Yeah. But that was the only, he actually looked at him with respect because this is a killer. You know, he's walking around like 6'6", and he just looks over to Luke. He's like, he goes, like, I got one that could see. It's like Sauron's eye to give you a job. What one that actually knows what I am? The dragon's like, you know, it's just like, you know.
Yeah, it's, well, and the thing is they're under the impression from the 50s and the 40s and before that that people are unaware. I think they've still got a block in their minds that there aren't 20 million people week in, week out listening to this that are completely.
Well, it's like 15 million a week with us, but with other stuff, it's like hundreds of millions. I mean,
yeah.
What do you think? People are buying 5 million guns a month to play tiddlywinks with them? No, they say, I don't trust the government.
No. Well, I just want to remind everybody to impeach Obama.
We do. And then they're like, well, what? The others were corrupt. Yeah, we tried to impeach them.
No, we're in bad shape. If we don't impeach Obama right now, this needs to happen. This needs to happen.
Yeah, you know these crooks are scared. We're on here talking about them.
Sure. They're driving around in their fancy cars that we paid for.
Trying to intimidate you because they think you're like them, John.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, we'll get you one day strapped down torturing a Jones. We'll break you. So what? You break me. I've already fired all my weapons in the info war at you. Don't you get it? I win. I've won. I declare victory. Want to declare victory, John?
Do you want some kind of battle cry or?
No, I mean, we're declaring victory over the New World Order. We declare victory in the name of Jesus Christ over the devil and all his servants.
Then I declare victory over the New World Order and the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you folks to know that you've lost.
That's right.
You've lost. You lost. You're losing. You're overreaching. You're getting desperate. You've lost.
And just like the Alamo, some of us won't make it through this, but it'll be the spark for the big event. That's what this is all about. Okay, guys, I've been ranting. I want to go to calls. Thank you, John. Hearing John tell that story right there, as I could tell, he was angry all morning, and I was asking what's wrong. He told me the story. What do you make of that? I mean, that's nothing compared to me being physically attacked, the death threats, all of it. But, I mean, it just shows they're testing John to see if they can really terrorize him and his family.
It's about intimidation. You know, we've had Chris Emery has been followed. A private investigator that was working on the Terrence Yakey story was followed, and he actually managed to get the license plate number. There was an associate of ours that actually ran that and said it came back as non-existent. He said that's typically only a government vehicle.
That happens out of a lot of the vehicles that come in and out of the memorial. There's also an intelligence unit being run out of the memorial downtown in Oklahoma City, the Memorial Institute for the Prevention of Terrorism. And we've had people run plates on those cars, and they're not existing either. So, I mean, there's a lot of spooks in this town, and they've tried to intimidate us. But, frankly, you better watch out if you try something like that on me, because
right. And, yeah. And the thing is, I mean,
I don't back down, and try it.
Well, you don't want to end up like Terrence Yakey. That's a lesson to everybody. He figured it out and started fighting, but you know, that's the thing about the feds. The feds need to get this. When they start secretly arresting and killing people, folks aren't just going to start going with somebody when they get pulled over. And police and others need to understand that. This is going to cause a fight you can't win. You need to join the American people right now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Terrence Yakey was probably killed because he was keeping his mouth shut. It's what Jesse Trentadue told us. You never keep a secret. You always get it out there as soon as possible. That way they have no reason to kill you. It's already out there.
That's why we announced the documentary when we came to do an interview with you, Alex. That was the first interview that we shot for the documentary, and we came out on your show saying that we are doing the documentary. That way everybody knows there's no question about it. And at best, all they can try to do, I think at that point, is to intimidate you because we have too large of a network of activists that know what's going on.
Well, that's what Jim Garrison said. Jim Garrison said, you've got to be public. Yes. And they do the same stuff, calling up his kids and his wife and women saying he was cheating on them. It's a standard playbook. And that's when you know, just like my grandpa, you know, flying around in a B-17, when you go over the enemy, that's when you get the flak. That is a good sign.
And that's where we don't stand or we don't cave to the intimidation. You know, I ask myself every day, what can I do today to expand or preserve individual liberty? As long as I'm doing that, then I'm staying focused.
And there's a lot of blowback when they do stuff like this. They regret to this day killing Kenny Trentadue.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, Jesse has pursued them in court and rubbed the FBI's nose in their own waste ever since with their own poor excuses. They regret and they will rue to their dying day that they decided to kill Kenny Trentadue because of Jesse. So, I mean, they may kill some of us, but believe me, we're coming back. And we learned from Terry Yakey, you're not doing that again. You're not getting away with that again.
Well, well said, gentlemen. Well said there. It's just, you know, and most of these idiots, they're trying to intimidate people. I mean, the order goes out, try to intimidate people. It's probably the local Austin FBI. They're mad that through an intermediary they told me to be nice, and I wasn't even talking about the FBI, so now I talk about them every day. I mean, I just don't get what world do they want their children growing up in a country like this is what I want to know.
Yeah, they're power hungry. I mean, that's they're complete obsessed with their own ego and power.
That's what strikes me. Is like I want to ask him, like, what do you think you're doing? Do you honestly think you're on the good side? I mean, look at what you're doing. These are citizens who are making inquiries and then going on the internet and writing articles and whatever. I mean, they're not criminals. Why? I mean, where are you coming from with this? I mean, I really want to know the answer to that.
Well, they're criminals, or they've gotten hyped up in the process to joining it. And ask yourself, look the line you've crossed, because this isn't like you go over a line and it's incremental. You go over this line, you fall into the deep end. I mean, you're falling in with some really bad people.
I mean, most people will just pretty much do what they're told, and especially in a paramilitary organization, the police or whatever, and in extraordinary circumstance, you kind of just do what you're told and keep your mouth shut. But, I mean, under circumstances like this, when you're being told, ordered to intimidate and follow people who are not criminals, not engaging in criminal activity, and, you know, advisedly, they're telling people not to be criminals. So you're actively violating your oath, you're actively violating the Constitution, you're actively violating the integrity that the people expect you to uphold as a police officer, as a law enforcement officer. Because I'm not against police officers. I mean,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to the FBI garage. It might have been ATF or somebody else, but I know the ATF's up in North Austin. I know the FBI's main. I'm going to take John up to find their garage and find that vehicle, and then we're going to go and knock on the door. I think that's the answer here.
Start following them around.
Yeah, we've thought about going to the local Fusion Center here in Oklahoma City since they've named us as a domestic terrorist threat and have a sit-down with them and ask them.
Oh, that's right. You got put on one of the little secret lists as terrorists.
Yeah. So we want to ask them what the criteria is and what we actually, I mean, since we didn't do anything, what can we get away with now that we're already terrorists?
Yeah, I mean, what for a website that was actually for the Oklahoma Bombing Investigation Committee.
Yeah, that was a state representative. They listed them as terrorists, yeah.
A man who was 3 foot away from where the floor dropped off, lost dozens of his friends, and they labeled him a terrorist, B.Z. Lawton, who's a pillar of this community.
Because they are terrorists. Look, to a terrorist, good guys are terrorists.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a criminalization.
It's like the pigs that have the demons in them or whatever, or the you know, the homeless guys that have the demons in them in crisis there, and they're rolling around just in the ground pleading. I mean, imagine how horrible we are to them. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the bravery of the survivors that have come out and pursued the truth in this case. We wouldn't know a fraction of what we do if it wasn't for them and their bravery. So, you know, you had Jane Graham on, you've had, you know, Hoppy, you've had all these other people that were involved, and they're all saying the same thing. They say it's time for this other generation to pick up the torch and run with this and do.
How's Hoppy doing right now? I know he's getting treatment for cancer.
He's sick.
Yeah, him and VZ and several of them, yeah, they're not doing well.
Now they're in the film. Patriot in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Prophet, brother. I love you. I love your crew, and I just want to say Godspeed to you all, and thank you for what you guys do, man. You do something very special. Thank you.
But we're looking for everybody else to do something. We're doing what we need to do. I mean, this
yes,
is
I hear you. Man, I give your films out to everybody I come in contact with, not just one film at a time. I put 6 or 7 films on there, and anybody that has a like-mindedness to myself, that we share discussion and we're on the same subject and we feel the same way, I give your information out like candy. I give it to everybody I talk to. I give your websites out. Ron Paul, everybody needs to follow Ron Paul. And, you know, I try to spread this message as much as possible. I'm probably one of the few people in the state that actually call the representatives on a weekly basis to let them know I know what you're up to. Mr. Conway represents my district. Kay Bailey Hutchinson represents my district. And I know what they're up to. I've gone to debate Conway, and he lied to the whole public. He lied to everybody in that room. He had them filling out a questionnaire when I walked in. I was a couple minutes late. He had them filling out a questionnaire for him. And then he was asking the crowd questions, and they were answering his questions. And as soon as I saw this, I said, well, look at these sheep just lined up for the slaughter. They came and they just lined right up to be lied to and wouldn't accept the truth. The man talked about Constitution left and right until I brought up the fact that I'd studied his voting record.
No, I understand. Do you have any questions for our guests? We're taking calls in Oklahoma City.
I have a question, sir. Yes, I'm sorry I got off subject there. I knew Timothy McVeigh. Timothy McVeigh was a customer of my stepfather's gun shop in Arizona when I was just a small boy. I've been listening to you ever since you've been on the air. The gentleman talked about McVeigh being thought of as a Fed by the people he talked to because he was just so adamant about what he was preaching to people and wanted to get everybody tuned on and tuned in and turned on and tuned and turned on and in. Exactly what we're all doing right now, and I see that as not being a bad thing about the guy. I've been going back and looking at the ABC interviews with him, you know, the one clip that they will show you of the guy. You know what? That's not the same guy I knew as a kid. That's not the same guy that inspired me to join the United States Army. That is true.
They do create body doubles.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykeson, my office did, and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
covering all this hardcore news, and I hear George Strait and just want to sit back.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back.
Yeah, if you believe that, folks.
Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, cause I don't love you.
You know,
now you're
only alive once. Which side are you on?
I got some horse-fried pride.
What do you stand for?
In Arizona.
Will you disgrace your ancestors? And all they did to stand for what's right, every freedom we've got was hard won. We're talking to this gentleman earlier who called in and said he knew McVeigh. A lot of people say that's not McVeigh, or they say it looked like he was drugged out of his mind. We know he was sheep dipped out of the military. That's a classic black ops situation. Holland, what's your take on that?
Well, the caller, I guess, was referring to the fact that he knew McVeigh as a child and he kind of looked up to McVeigh. Well, I'm not saying that McVeigh was going around to every person he met in his life and advocating overthrowing the government, but he was, and I know this for a fact because I've talked to the people he was talking to, he was going up to known figures in the neo-Nazi and far-right movement and preaching insurrection and violence to the fact that the word got around to stay away from this Tim Tuttle guy. He was going by the name Tim Tuttle back then. And in fact, McVeigh was actually operating with other known informants. There was an ATF informant in early 1995, right before the bombing, trying to get people involved in a plot to bomb a Ryder truck with ANFO, a federal building, exact same script that played out in Oklahoma City. Let's bomb a federal building with a Ryder truck.
Yeah, they were trying forever, but they couldn't set anybody up, so they had to do it themselves.
People were saying no left and right. They wanted nothing to do with this guy. I talked to my witness, Johnny Bangeter, and we confirmed this through the Las Vegas Review-Journal. This ATF informant disappeared after the bombing, and they didn't know where he went. They knew he was an informant because he was always preaching this stuff, and he's always paying for everything. That's how they kind of know that you're an informant. You're always paying for everything, and you're always talking about committing felonies. And he disappeared. And then they get a letter from him, and it's from a jail. And it's like, hey, Johnny, I'm sorry that I was trying to get you involved in that plot. The ATF pinched me on automatic weapons charges, and they wanted me to get you in on this bombing plot. And because I wasn't able to, I'm back in jail. But this proves that the ATF was shopping a script around with a Ryder truck, federal building, ANFO. And we saw it play out a couple months later in Oklahoma City.
But if you're a good patriotic American, Holland, you're supposed to just go along with the official story.
Well, it depends on your definition of a good patriotic American. And I do not think that buying a lie and obedience is the highest goal. I believe freedom and individual liberty and our rights are a higher goal to go to than just mere obedience. An animal can obey.
Oh, I like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan kidnapping the country and destroying the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I mean, I think it's great they admit they kidnap and torture people and are surveilling everybody without warrants. I think this is wonderful. I mean, this is freedom, man. This is what's... You're an extremist, so is James there. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, folks. A noble lie available at Infowars.com. I can only do a little bit of overdrive here. We're going to go to break and go to Mark listening on KLMY 1340 AM and then Jam and John. I'll try to get to a few others. We're going out to break here in a minute, but real fast. John in Alabama, go ahead. Question?
Sir, coming to you from FEMA District 4. Are you
thank
still
you.
There?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to thank you for having James and Holland on there. Just bought the tape from you within the hour. But the next step is we know they're not going to blow up more buildings or run airplanes into buildings. The next one's got to be a biggie. And, Alex, I think this explains why we have all the 40-millimeter ammo, the bulletproof checkpoint boxes, pill boxes, and so forth. Is that the next thing is going to be this bird flu virus.
I agree with you. They're going to release a bioweapon, and they could stay there. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.